More survivors in Turkey. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Five family members have been found alive under the wreckage of their home 129 hours after a powerful earthquake that struck the border region between Turkey and Syria.
The search continues here for anyone left alive from Monday's horrendous earthquakes, but it is a grim scene, and it's getting even worse. The numbers tell the tale. The death toll now said to be over 25,000.
Fox's Greg Palcott, Turkey's president, says hundreds of thousands of buildings are uninhabitable. Details are scarce about that unidentified object shot down yesterday off the coast of Alaska.
U.S. officials can't say right now whether it was another spy craft or where it came from. But the president's biggest concern was its altitude and unpredictable path. The Biden administration has defended allowing last week's Chinese spy balloon to make its way across the U.S. before shooting it down off the coast of South Carolina. The State Department is reportedly considering sanctions if Western companies are found to have helped produce the balloon that China used to spy on the U.S.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Key components of the suspected Chinese spy balloon have been located off the coast of South Carolina, but they can't be recovered at least for the next couple of days. Salvage operations have been suspended because of rough seas. The balloon was blasted from the sky last weekend after flying across the entire country.
This is a significant national security threat. The Chinese Communist Party is the number one national security threat to the United States, and this administration sat by and let them collect data and collect information for the entire continent of the United States and did nothing about it.
House Republican Greg Stubbe, the White House cited safety concerns on the ground. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
After a health scare, a Pennsylvania Democrat is expected back in the U.S. Senate on Monday.
A spokesperson for Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman confirming he was released from the George Washington University Hospital Friday afternoon. Fetterman had been admitted there on Wednesday, complaining of feeling lightheaded after a Senate Democrat retreat earlier in the day. The Pennsylvania senator suffered a stroke last year, but tests confirmed he did not suffer a new stroke. His spokesperson confirming Friday that additional testing had also ruled out a seizure.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Starting tomorrow, New Yorkers will no longer have to wear masks at healthcare facilities. The acting health commissioner did not say the COVID-19 pandemic is over, but he did say the state is transitioning. Earlier this week, New York City dropped its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city employees. Another virus is ripping through the country, the highly contagious norovirus, which causes fever, vomiting, and diarrhea. Earlier this week, classes were canceled at a school in suburban Detroit after a handful of students got sick. By Friday, about 100 students had developed symptoms. A bipartisan group of governors paid a visit to the White House on Friday. President Biden used the meeting to reiterate his call to get the job done despite bitter divisions in Congress.
One of the things we have a chance to do this year is disprove that we're just a broken system, that we're divided. We're just based on extremes in both parties, and we can't get anything done.
Republican Governor Spencer Cox of Utah said the group spoke extensively about securing the southern border. For the first time in 10 months, the number of migrant encounters at the border fell below 200,000. Customs and Border Protection says there were 156,000 encounters in January. Pam Huso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.